Hello?
Oh, Mr. President?
Yes.
Oh, this is Ewan Schreiber. How are you?
Fine, thank you, Ernie Ennis.
Very well.
Sorry that we've been missing.
Yes, well, I was out with the children on a bike ride, so I'm sorry, mister. How are you feeling? Oh,
so-so.
Take some time on that, but...
I'm getting along pretty good, though. I've got just a little problem. My eyes still give me trouble, but not much.
Yeah.
Doesn't amount to anything.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm only taking a minute of your time, and I'm calling without Darcy's knowledge of anybody else, but I wanted to tell you one thing, because I think in your position you are, it's sometimes difficult to know, but I think that, Sergeant, I want you to know that I don't think there's anybody who has worked with you in the last 3 years who has more loyalty, really, to you than to anybody else in your administration. And I think that they have the situation, and you can imagine that they are, of course, with Bobby and Teddy, which they have been questioning at times, which Sergeant could have decided one way, and which would, he never would have been accused of his loyalty to do, but he could have decided in one way, since he's in the poverty program. But at no time, and I've lived with him, so I know it, that every single solitary case is always there, even when it has caused difficulties in the family. He's always said, I'm proud of Johnson, and this is the way it's going to be, and to say that you and family didn't like it, I mean, it just doesn't matter to me, this is the way it's going to be. And that has been 100% the whole time. Now, we don't have to go into the particular circumstances, but I think you can imagine yourself that there are ways where you could have gone the other way. And let's say, appointments in the poverty program and funding in the poverty program. And even to when I, just off the record, that it has caused some difficulty, but it's a family. But at no time and at all times, it has been almost painfully loyal. Sense that he has always chosen what he thought was best for you and for what was your respect to your glory. So I think that now that a moment comes in which, and I think I can't de-emphasize that enough, and I think now the moment's coming quite frankly when he feels that he's usefulness is over. And I don't want to get into all that. Those are political decisions you have to make, and I know the president is unpopular of it. But I think that in the end, he does move, and I think that he's quite honestly, I feel that he probably will leave. Because I think he feels, again, I want you to know that when he does go, more in poverty, that his loyalty still is tremendous to you, and they just go, leave the poverty to go on to many other things, and you'll always find it not surprising that he's anything else. But I want you to know that when he does go, and that I hope that his business will go with the great. Admiration. I know he will go with admiration for you, and I hope he will for him, because I think that, it's been really, right from the start, all the difficult situations that you had, your great boost. But that's all I wanted to say, really. I think that there's sometimes some questions and all these things that are coming up now, that the book and everything else, and just up, my God, who do I have? But I mean, I would say this about Sergeant, that even that, when I have said to him, God said, why don't you scream that you want more money, or why don't you, in the last few months, he has talked, but up in the testimony of some Bobby said, for God's sake, say the head start, and it is going to work. But I will not be present, so that it's been terrific, and I hope you all know that his greatest feeling and his greatest admiration.
Well, thank you, Eunice. And I would hope all of them would be.
I agree, under this very difficult circumstance coming in. And I'm always. That's why when John, the week after my brother was assassinated, after all, you took over, and that was clear. And then everybody left the attitude of everybody who made an exception. And that things were finished, and that was terrific. And we've always felt that way, irrespective of what. And I think it's very good to start. He's given a lot of good opportunities. So nobody's complaining about that. I think that everybody wants to say, I wish he could have seen more and had felt the most appreciative person. He was really interested over time. And my father used to say, when we worked at the Mott State, he's a large and intelligent person. He worked 19 hours a day for you, because if you get some indication that he's doing a good job, he's doing fine, and that kind of thing. But I think all of those are your problems. But I want you to know that whatever he does do, I think he would only be because he felt that there was some no inability to do what has to be done, and that would be it, but there certainly would be no...
Well, all I know about that, I have read, and I want to talk to him when I have a chance, and just as soon as I can, and I think I'll be back up there next week, and we'll...
Just talk to him, and, you know, if he goes, or if you want him to go, that's fine. But I think you can't, just, you know, just 15 minutes, just say, that's all I got, Sarge, and I got 15 minutes, and let's get it.
No, we don't...
That's it, and then you just run it out, and it's over, and that's what it is.
We don't want him to go. We just want to all try to do the best we can with what we have under the circumstances. And I have no desire for him to go. I think he's the best person that you could possibly have in that or nearly any other situation. All I do is just see the papers and see what is happening, and I'll go over it all with him. During this period, I always have a lot of problems with each department not getting enough, and tonight I've got $143 billion budget, and it looks like the biggest deficit of anybody in the history, and I'm just doing my best to cushion it as best I can and see that every person gets the what I think is a fair appraisal and allocation. I think it's sweet of you to call me. I appreciate it. I'll be back next week, and I'll be in touch with him, and we'll have a good understanding along the line you suggested, and I think it's
good.
I think your suggestion is very good. Here's Lady Bird. Won't say a word to you.
Eunice?
How are you? It's Jonathan.
Fine.
You all ready for Christmas?
Pretty much, and trying to run a household in which there's a lot of working going on, and long ways from an office,
yes.
And hope that you all have a real happy Christmas.
Oh, thank you very much, Doug. We're going up to Cape Cod this year. Very nice. And my father, I went up to see him yesterday in the hospital, and he got to receive the plans from the president, so he's very happy.
And will there be a lot of the family there together?
Yes, we're all going up most of us will be up there, man. So it'll be very nice.
Well, that's what makes it fun, and
yes.
I hope it's a real happy one for you.
Thank you very much, and have a merry one yourself.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Are you waiting?